when you think about what your brand means, if you can move beyond the functional and into the psychological, that is the key to engagement. There are a lot of paths to take, but that's your end goal, is to make a brand resonate with what a consumer is looking for.
Welcome to Summer for C Experience. In this show, we'll be covering everything a new entrepreneur needs to know to set up their business and how you can grow and scale your business in the shortest possible time. If you have a question in mind, go to salmonforc.co/ask and submit your question. We might answer it in the next episode. Let's begin our today's episode. Michael wrote the book on understanding consumers. Literally, hundreds of thousands of business students have learned about marketing from his books, including consumer behavior, buying, having, and being, the most widely used book on the subject in the world. As a professor of marketing at St. Joseph University in Philadelphia and an industry consultant, Michael combines cutting edges academic theory with actionable real-world strategies. His latest book is The New Chameleons, How to Connect with Consumers Who Defy Categorization. Do check out this book. Today we're going to talk about consumer behavior. Let's start. Today our guest is Michael Solomon. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing just great, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
It's my pleasure. So before we start, tell us a bit about yourself, about your journey. How did you get to where you are today?
Well, I'm a professor of marketing at St. Joseph's University in Philadelphia in the U.S. And I've been a consumer researcher for many, many years, both as an academic and also as an industry consultant. And I've had the opportunity to work with a lot of great companies over the years, trying to help them to become more customer centric. And that's been a lot of fun. And also enjoy writing books about consumer behavior. And, you know, we can maybe talk about some of those. But what I study is why we buy and what we call the deep meanings of brands, what the things that we buy really mean to us and how we can engage our customers with those things.
So how can we engage our engagement with our customers?
Well, I'm not sure that we have enough time to for me to fully answer that question, but a lot depends on what you're selling, what the existing connections are. But the important thing to keep in mind is, regardless of what business that you're in, always remember that you're selling the benefits of your product or service, not the attributes. So a lot of companies make the mistake of trying to convince people they should buy their brand because it's got some shiny new object on it or something. But what people are really buying are the benefits. They're the subjective or the psychological benefits. And so if you can align your offering with those benefits that people are looking for, often as a way to express part of who they are or maybe who they would like other people to think they are, that's certainly one of the keys to an engagement.
Absolutely. How can we position ourselves as the top of a brand in consumer's mind?
Well, again, that a lot depends on the brand and what the consumer is looking for. But the thing to remember is that what people are buying very often is not the product itself. They're buying a story. And if you look in just about any category, certainly any customer-facing category, you'll usually see that the brands that are topmost in people's minds are brands that have successfully told a story about themselves and they've created a story that people want to be part of. So the way you distinguish yourself from the rest of the pack, you know, typically consumers don't really see that many differences among options in a category, much to the frustration of the people who sell those products. But again, what they're looking for is the ability to plug into that story. So I think that's the way you separate yourself.
By telling your story. So is there any other ways? Obviously, our product is really important.
Yeah, I mean, there are many ways. I'm actually in the process of launching an online course now just on that topic of how to engage your customers. And, you know, there's a lot of different ways to do it. But again, you know, when you think about what your brand means, if you can move beyond the functional and into the psychological, that is the key to engagement. There are a lot of paths to take, but that's your end goal, is to make a brand resonate with what a consumer is looking for. And that often takes some research, some customer insights work to really get to the bottom of what your brand means to people.
How can we get enough information about the customer to understand their consumer behavior? What does the process looks like?
Well, you're talking about a whole field of customer insights. There's a lot of different techniques out there, but basically they range from what we would call the qualitative, which is doing a deep dive and really more interpreting the situation, talking to people, interviewing them, doing focus groups. And then at the other extreme, we have the more quantitative approaches like surveys, for example, that help us to generalize what we found to larger numbers of consumers. So, you know, it to answer your question completely would require taking a course on marketing research. But generally speaking, I guess the best advice I would give is don't just rely on one way to do it. Don't be what I call a hammer in search of a nail, which means that you learn some research technique and apply it to everything. Depends a lot on the situation and on the customers, what sorts of methodologies that you want to use.
Yeah. What effect does the pandemic made in terms of consumer behavior?
Well, I guess we're hopefully almost at the end of it. People are talking about the new normal. What's interesting about the pandemic is that it on its own really did not create that many changes in the way we behave. What it did was to accelerate changes that were already happening before COVID hit a couple of years ago. So to give you an example, a very obvious example, more and more people are shopping online, buying groceries and other products online, because obviously in-store shopping was a problem during the pandemic. But again, that's something that was happening anyway. We were seeing a movement toward more online engagement. Obviously, what the pandemic did was to kind of pour fuel on the fire. And so we can look at a lot of different consumer trends, a focus on sustainability in the environment, a focus on automation in stores and online. Some of these very big, important issues did not originate in 2019, but they definitely, as I say, pour fuel on the fire as people try to figure out how to, you know, maintain their existence while they're in lockdown. So I think we'll continue to see a lot of that. We're by no means done with this. And, you know, the reverberations are going to be felt, I think, for many years afterwards.
What if we don't check consumer behavior regularly? What this will affect our business?
That's a big mistake, because especially in today's world, things change so rapidly. There are many stories of brands that were successful at one point in time because they really resonated with people, but then they sat on their laurels and said, well, we don't have to keep innovating because we've already developed a successful product. And some of those brands no longer exist today because they stopped innovating. So the consumer is a moving target. And actually, in my latest book that I call the book, The New Chameleons, and I refer to people as chameleons because they change their identities so quickly, that highlights the importance of constantly staying on top of how those identities and preferences are changing on a constant basis. You can't really just let down your guard because everything will have changed by the time you come back.
Should we innovate our product based on consumer behavior?
Well, of course. If you're not meeting people's needs, you don't have any customers. So you can have a great product that works very well, but if people don't want it anymore, then what good is it? So absolutely, innovation should always be tied to one of the biggest mistakes that some marketers make is they come up with an idea for what they think is a great product, and then they ask the question, now I wonder who will buy this? And that's a big mistake. So you want to work backwards if you can. In other words, start at the end by identifying a need that has not been met by your competitors, and now retroactively design the product or service that you think will meet that need, not the other way around.
Absolutely. So what motivates you to write your book?
Well, I often am asked to give keynote addresses at conferences, business conferences, and so on. And they usually want to know something about trends and consumer behavior and changes. And as I gave some of these talks over the last 5 years or so, I realized that a lot of the very basic assumptions that we make about consumers actually are no longer valid today. And as I started to think about that more and more, I realized this is a huge change in the way that consumers are relating to the marketplace. And so it all comes down to this idea of these changing identities, and to a large extent, the fact that consumers don't want to be treated as part of a broad homogeneous group of people. Everybody wants to be an individual today. And with the technology that's available, certainly online at least, it's possible to really customize or personalize messages. And so really the basic logic of market segmentation, where we develop a product for a large homogeneous group of people, is not very valid today in a time when everybody wants to be their own person. So that I decided, yeah, there was definitely a book there. And I normally write textbooks for universities, but I decided to write this book for the public, just to share some of these ideas.
You mentioned about the personalized message. So how can we treat people as an individual?
Well, again, it depends if you're interacting with them online or offline, obviously. If it's offline, you know, in both cases, there are ways to use various software programs, CRM programs that track your customers' behaviors. That it can be something as simple as reminding you that one of your best customers has a birthday this week, and you can reach out to them and they know you're a real person. Certainly in the online world, again, you know, all of the behavioral tracking that goes on allows the media platforms to serve up messages that can be very individualized, because they can be based on your past behavior. And we know that the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. So by tracking where your customers are, what they're doing, how they're shopping, hopefully you're able to create an experience that really works for them.
What mistakes have you done? What are some major mistakes have you done in your career? Mistakes have you done in your career?
Oh, that I've made?
Yeah.
I haven't made any mistake. mistakes that I've made. That's an interesting question. I think probably Well, all I can think of really is, I mean, we all make mistakes. I was just kidding, but I think that perhaps underestimating the impact of social media on consumer behavior in the early days, it would have been great to be doing more of this research, you know, 15 years ago before everybody was talking about it. So, yeah, interesting question.
I was a kid back then. So what would be your advice for the people who have just started their business?
Well, I guess the best advice I can give is to don't make assumptions about your customers. Really try to understand who your initial customers are. If possible, interact with them directly. And where you can, enlist your customers as your salespeople. So your most enthusiastic customers have a tremendous amount of value that a lot of companies leave on the table. So keep in mind that it's much more expensive to attract a new customer than it is to keep an old one. And so a common mistake that businesses make is that they're always going after that next customer, and then they're ignoring the ones they've already attracted, when in fact they could be much more valuable to you in the long term.
Retention is the most important thing, I believe, in branding.
I'm sorry, say again.
I said retention, customer retention is is important.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Any last word for our listeners?
Well, I hope you buy my book, The New Chameleons, How to Connect with Consumers Who Defy Categorization.
Oh, I forgot one question. So where can our listener find you online?
Oh, I have a website, just www.michaelsolomon.com. And my email is michael@michaelsolomon.com.
Great. So I will add the show notes. That's how we end it. Thanks for joining us today. Hit the subscribe button. And if you're listening this on Apple Podcast, please leave a review. This will really help us to make our future episodes better. Have a question in mind? Go to sonofursea.co/ask and submit your question. We see every submission and we might answer it in the next episode. Thanks again for listening. We will see you on Tuesday and Thursday. Have a great week.